When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is going to be rapid fire today with Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. Fall camp begins today, and yesterday we were informed that Tristan Alvano, Nebraska's expected starting kicker, is fighting through an injury. What was your response to that in terms of his effectiveness for possibly for the start of the season, Sean?
Sorry, I didn't get the first part of your question.
Tristan Alvano was announced to be injured by Matt Rhule yesterday. Are you concerned about his status for the beginning of the season, based on what you heard yesterday?
You know, it is concerning because we've kind of, dealt with something like this over the years, all the way back to Barrett Pickering when he had an injury, kind of one of those soft tissue deals that kept him out in 2019. And that was a pretty good team on paper for Nebraska, and we learned how quickly, not having a kicker, how much that could affect your season. I guess, you know, if he was closer, you know, he might have been on that 125 or that 120-man fall camp roster already and could be out there. But the fact that he was left off of it, got my attention because to put a guy back on the 120, you can't put him on there until somebody else is hurt and a spot opens back up. So it's not like they can just put him on. You'd have to remove another player. And I believe it would have to be an injury-related situation. So, yeah, when he gets back to practice, that will be something to watch. But with that said, I mean, I think John Hole is a good addition they brought in.
Okay.
And, you know, they've got Nico, this other freshman from New Jersey, who was a really highly recruited guy. So they've got two other kids that are D1 level kickers on the roster, with Alvano being the one that started last season.
That'd be Nico Ottaminelli, Sean, of Harrington Park, New Jersey.
No, you just wanted to show off and say that.
That's right.
He's proud of himself.
Sean's right on my screen is what it is. Nico Ottaminelli, John Hole, you're talking about. Sean, we know nothing. They haven't kicked in college, right?
Well, John Hole kicked at Iowa Western, for a year. And then Coastal Carolina watched him live this summer, and they offered him a full ride. So he was getting, looks. Like Scott Strohmeyer, the Iowa Western head coach, told me that Hole was going to be their guy, and he goes, the minute Nebraska saw him kick live, he goes, I knew that they were going to want him. I mean, they were really high on him. You know, in high school, you just don't get the development. As a kicker, I think he's really grown just in the last year or two since he's left high school. So I think he's a sleeper to watch in this whole thing, just based on what Strohmeyer, a guy I've known a long time, mm-hmm. has said, the kind of player he was going to be for them at Iowa Western.
I want to go back to Friday real quick, Sean. David Sanders Jr. came to Nebraska on an unofficial visit. Quite a crowd was there for his welcoming to Nebraska. I'm curious, where do you think Nebraska stands on him now compared to before when he announces on August 17th where he's going to go to school?
Yeah, I think they're definitely in the conversation. I remember back in May, they didn't even make his top six, and now they're in his top four. And a lot of people think it's Nebraska and Tennessee right now, but Tennessee is been labeled, in my opinion, a team to beat. I mean, they're less than 4 hours from Charlotte, where he's from. He's been in the campus 8 times. If it's NIL, they'll match any number. But David Sanders, I don't think it's necessarily just about the money, obviously. He's going to get a lot of money wherever he goes. Mm-hmm. It's about the fit and the place that he wants to be, his family wants to be. And Nebraska's really made a strong pitch, enough to get him back here for a short visit, but Dylan Raiola is leading the charge. I would say without Dylan Raiola, Nebraska's not in this race, but he has personally recruited this guy and was the first person that he saw when he landed and spent every second with him when he was on campus.
Also, Michael Terry and Isaiah Mosey. Where does Nebraska stand? Okay, these guys are offensive players. Mosey's a receiver committed to Oregon. I call him a kind of a hybrid player because he can play running back. Now, that's just my opinion. And then Michael Terry is probably a receiver, a big six. You know, Sean, what is he? Is he 6'3"?
Yeah, he's like a Debo Samuel type player. Okay. He can play a lot of positions, and you know that's what Nebraska has said. You know, Michael Terry, the number one ranked athlete in the country, also a 5-star. You know, Nebraska's pitch to him is like, we're going to almost treat you like a Carter Nelson and create your own position, get you on the field, and that will actually be a good sales pitch. And when they show the season of Carter Nelson is kind of what we think he's going to be, like, yeah, if you're a good football player, we're going to find a way to use you, get you on the field. And you know, he's down to Oregon, Texas, and Nebraska, but he's from San Antonio, which is very close to Austin. So Texas is kind of the perceived leader there, but Nebraska's been on him hard. He's been up here multiple times. I feel like they've got the best sales pitch to him as far as how they want to use him. That's what he told me actually in May when we visited. So getting him back here again was big. I still think, you know, you're talking about Oregon and Texas, two other major NIL players. So that will also be, you know, a five-star player. You know, if you get him, there's a significant NIL opportunity probably tied to that. Mosey, I really like Nebraska's chances. Obviously, with his dad, Jamar, joining the staff, coaching offense this year, helping with the receivers. I would expect, I wouldn't be surprised if he flips here sometime in August from Oregon and Nebraska. We'll just kind of see how that plays out.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next Wednesday.
Sean, thanks for your patience.
Thanks, guys.
Here's Husker Line, Sean Callahan. He had to get to 6:45 somewhere else.
That was a hard out.
It's okay.
I wanted to ask him about puddles.
Oh, what do you think he would have said about puddles?
I'd like to have heard a puddle story.
Did he get a selfie with puddles, Sean?
No, Sean, he was teaching our intern stuff yesterday. I think he was kind of busy.
Sean was teaching yesterday.
Well, we have an intern.
I know that.
Named Joseph, and Sean was kind of showing him the ropes.
Do you have to show the ropes at all?
They don't let me.
No. You're not allowed.
You've never shown a rope to anyone in the...
Oh, I have.
I'm sure you have.
Just not a Husker Online, apparently.
Joseph, I will obviously help along the way. Yesterday was, you know, we were...
First day?
Yeah.
His first day?
Yeah, he did. He wrote a good story. He wrote a story about the receiving corps.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was good. Very good first story by the young man. Now, he's the sports editor of the Daily Nebraska, sports editor. Ben knows it's a big deal. Yes.
By the way, Saturday, the practice, you can still buy your tickets. Huskers.com/tickets. August 3rd, 6:30, under the lights. It will keep going. A couple hours? Two hours, would you think, for the practice?
Probably, it'd be a couple hour practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
$25, great experience for you on a Saturday night. $25, Huskers.com/tickets. All the proceeds go to $18.90 for NIL.
Yes, so, for David Sanders.
David Sanders.
No, I'm joking.
Michael Terry. Yeah.
What if the money went right to you? Yes, Venmo'd it right to him.
Wouldn't surprise me all that much.
It'll tie into my Bill's Thrills today.
Ooh, okay.
There'll be a Bill's
tease.
Thrills tie into that today. Like that. I do have something to add.
Okay,
please add.
Bill. Add something. As you were going through... for Husker fans, you were going through all the positives coming up, which is a ton, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you went through and you talked about defense, you talked about Nash, Ty, Butler, Jay Wright, Bullocks, Buford, Gifford, Tommy Hill, Hartzog, all those guys are really good players. There needs to be said, because I was not there. I was only there for 1 year doing the special teams, then to defensive coordinator. So I wasn't there for part of it. Same way on the offensive side of the ball. You have to give the Frost staff and credit.
Those guys, all these players
you were talking about were all here.
Yep,
those guys were all here.
I'm glad you're doing that.
So almost every starter on defense, pretty close to it, that was in place.
Don't want to hear that, but it's good.
And offensive line,
Those guys. Teddy?
Scott was not there.
No, not Ben Scott.
He's the only one.
And Mazuka wasn't there
if he's a starter, which we think now is.
But
the running backs were all were all there. Quarterback, obviously, quarterbacks are new. That's a new position. And wide receivers, fairly new. My point is when they start talking about all those players, that means that that staff with Frost leading it, but especially the assistant coaches. And I can say that because I'm not patting myself on the back. That wasn't me.
I got you.
Timmy was my only guy that I recruited.
They got some guys. They got some guys and they developed some guys.
And they developed them. And they're older and now you got some 6-year guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Ty's 6 year, is that correct?
Ty's 6 year for sure.
That's a big difference. But
Ty's 6 year for sure. Nash is 5th year, I think. Gifford's 5th year, but Ty's 6 year. But Bill, you're right. And we do this with the Frost era guys where we don't give them any credit. So I'm glad you're giving them credit. There were actually players developed during that time. There were players developed.
They've been developed more. They've been developed more. Yeah. They're older, been around. But like I said, it's just interesting when you start listening to the names of who was there and
good players too.
Good players and also quality people. How many times you hear a bunch of off the field issues?
That is something we need to address at some point. Yeah. I don't know what's happened at Nebraska. Yeah. There's never any off field.
It's been quiet.
I don't know if that's a media thing. I don't. Now I will tell you this, Bill. You'd be interested, and Jake would be semi interested. We at the Journal Star, this was a fascinating part of the Journal Star to me. Every day, the police reporter would leave on Parker Gabriel's desk or Brian Christopherson's desk and my desk the rest report from the previous night. So that would be part of the beat writer's job, is to scour that. And you, first of all, sometimes you'd see football names. Second of all, sometimes you see people names you know. I got popped last night.
Whoops.
But, I'll give a call.
But anyway, I don't know if that's going on. I mean, I don't know. I assume it is to a certain degree.
Because no one's missing it. In today's world, there's nothing being missed. As a matter of fact, it'd be more just the opposite of. Even if it didn't come across your desk, somebody would know about it in social media that would report it themselves. There'd be somebody reporting this themselves.
If someone got DWI.
If that happened, there would be somebody reporting it because it'd
or
be like...
something.
Somebody might be in the car
domestic.
With him, he tells his friend, and they know of everything. So it's a great job for those young men on the team, obviously.
I don't think there's much trouble at all anymore.
Doing a great job by the current staff.
Social media does not miss that kind of stuff. No. By the way, people are saying, don't jinx a sip.
I don't think there's anything at all.
Don't jinx a sip.
And there hasn't been for some time.
Oh, great.
No, there's a good... It's a high-character team, Bill. You're right. It's high-character. We haven't had a lot of issues at all. And there used to be. God dang. There used to be. Trust me. Yeah. I mean, and I got stories about both.
Well, then anytime you have to have that conversation of how are you going to handle this? Well, we're going to handle it internally. We're going to do whatever it is. What is the procedures of so-and-so had this happen? What is the procedure to this? And like I said, you haven't heard that forever.
No, you haven't heard much of that.
No, you have. Before we get to break, segment 2 is sponsored always by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Come join the Beck family on August 13th. In Goner for the annual Nebraska Becknology Days. How about that? Becknology Days.
They will be there.
Come get lunch, learn about the latest in agronomy research, browse commitment rewards items, and bring your kids for ice cream and activities. It's fun for the whole family. Doors open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. with free admission. Go to beckshybrids.com for more details. And always remember, faith, family, and farming. August 13th at Goner.
I will get a hold of Trevor. I don't have the latest details. I want to know what the toppings are for the ice cream.
Ooh, good question.
That's always a big thing. It's like, hey, is it soft serve? Okay, that's fine. Can we get a bowl?
Fudge and Hershey syrup.
Syrup like that. Nothing wrong with just straight Hershey syrup.
Nothing.
No, I take that.
No, it'll kill me.
Yeah.
It'll kill me.
Yeah.
It'll kill me. Hey, Becknology. How about that?
That's just creative. That's Sunny again at it.
That's Sunny.
Becknology.
Sunny sent that information to Trevor, said, hey, go with this. And they just relayed it right back to us. How about that for a day? How about that for a day?
Activities.
August 13th and going, or check it out for Becknology Days.
That's wholesome America.
The date again, Jake?
August 13th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
We'll see everyone there.
Beck's in Goner. When we come back, Song of the Day and the Mailbag on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hope the Song of the Day's
Jake.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.